Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I believe it is. And what an interesting night we had last night. Now, a storm came through town, and it actually did not affect our antenna, but because of the atmospheric quality this morning, because of the temperature change, we are having a little bit of trouble with our signal and our sound. And also, it looks as if some things were changed on the board here. So we're starting off kind of strange this morning. I'm not sure exactly who got in here, but we are going to try to turn up the volume, as it were. See, I don't really know where the volume was set when it came to this. So hopefully, as you're listening to this right now, it is getting better than possibly it was. So an interesting morning here. You know, weather wreaks havoc with radio signals and things of that nature. Now, I'm trying to look through all the programs here real quick and see exactly where we are with this particular problem. Now, it looks like on our end here at the studio that the sound seems to be coming through okay. Now, is anybody out there listening to TuneIn this morning? Now, if you're listening to TuneIn, give me a buzz here and let me know what it is sounding like. Because this might be one of those mornings where we are going to try to fix this problem on the air, because you don't want to have no sound. We have some sound, it's just a little dimmer than maybe heretofore it has been. But we're working on it here. Let's take the phone call here and see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
I've once again reached the chauffeur to the stars, I presume.
You have.
I'm very excited. I'm listening on the website, as unfortunately I'm not close enough to listen the old-fashioned way. I'm in the land of the mask mandates. And listening on the website, you sound perfect. Actually, it sounds better. The weatherman, I love his voice, but the quality was actually not as good as your sounding. This actually is probably the best signal that I've heard in months. So maybe the rain just, or the wind just blew away any signal problems. And Mr. Kotz, which again is, of course, chauffeur of the stars, your voice is crystal clear and dulcet-tone-like.
Well, it's interesting because I think what has happened was, I think there was a power outage last night at the tower. So the computer reset.
No power at the tower then.
There was no power, but the power came back up this morning about 7 a.m., and of course everything had to be reset to play the signal of the station, and it is playing the signal. It's just very, not faint as far as distance quality, it's just the sound is not very loud, and I think...
Yeah, it's, interestingly, on the phone, normally when I'm like at the gym, which I'm at home currently, and I use the Bluetooth, the volume's a little low. It's low today. Now, it's not so low that I can barely hear you like it is at the gym. Of course, there's not really any background noise, but it's lower than it normally is, and I have it at full blast. So maybe that's a board issue.
The board's working okay, because TuneIn would not come in at normal sound rate if the board wasn't working. So I think it's something to do with the computer at the tower. The sound is not putting out, because the only issue would be between the computer at the tower and the transmitter. And the transmitter is obviously putting out, or we would not have any signal at all. So it's just the sound is fainter than it normally would be. And that's either a server issue or that's a computer issue up at the tower. And it's weird because I'm looking at the tower right now through our remote access program, and it is not really, it's not saying it's putting out any sound. So I think I'm going to have to actually get into the sound program here. So if you can talk for a few minutes here, that might allow me to look at this.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and talk. I can sing a tune or whatever you would like. I can let people know that tomorrow at about 14, 15 minutes after 2, there will be a great new program featuring the let's call it bronze voice. I'm not quite a golden voice of yours truly, along with Lucas, who's been on with me many times, even on with you, Scott. And we talk about sharing the microphone with Ed Asner's personal Central Ohio chauffeur. So that was kind of exciting. Also, another gentleman who's involved in this lawsuit against the airlines and their illegal tyranny, and a lack of a better term. This gentleman has a really cool Greek name. So I'll save the suspense of his really, really cool sounding name until we have the program. But he's joined Lucas as a co-plaintiff. And we'll have an update on that, as well as more scientific information. Over 200 studies showing that masks are about as useless as, fill in the blank with the analogy of your choice. So that'll be a great program coming up in approximately 30 hours, just under 30 hours from right now. So be sure to listen for that. It's time well spent. Your brain cells and ears will certainly be very thankful. But we also encourage people, if you ever miss a program on this radio station, that's okay. We won't spank you or anything. Just go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and you can go to Scott's section, hear all of his interviews with local politicians, the mayor, members of council, even Jim Jordan has sometimes shared the airwaves with Scott. Many, many others, many interesting people, and all much more famous than myself, and some local people of interest. Of course, we have Ted, we have Bobby the Kazoo Man, we have the people from the pizza shop of a couple generations ago. That's all available. Or Scott just takes your calls and plays trivia, plays Family Feud, has interesting or not interesting people like myself and all the other regular listeners calling in. That's all available in the archives at WWGH1071.com. Also, of course, the lovely Linda Sims, all of her programs, all of Adam's programs, if you find Adam to be an interesting person, which I think at least one or two people do. Of course, we have Glenn and our official presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Feynman. That's all available. Dozens of those programs for your listening pleasure. We have Nate. We're going to replay one of his programs from the summer today as he and his lovely wife are on vacation in, I believe, South Carolina. So we'll go ahead and have an encore of one of his programs. He's always interesting. And much, much, much more here on the Talking Place. So, how is that, Scott? A little infomercial about the station while you attend to technical matters.
Well, that's a good thing. It definitely is something to do with the sound that's putting out at the tower at this particular point. But hopefully,
volume
that will get
on the call is, I don't know, maybe it's just my phone. I got it at full volume, but normally I put it on the speakerphone and just talk, and you're loud. And it's not quite as low as it is when I make those infamous calls from the gym on Friday evening, but it is lower than normal.
Well, I say this is coming directly from the tower, so it would have to be something that is just not, because the computer reset last night, and I think that is where the problem lies at this particular time.
Wasn't it easier when we didn't have all these computers and all these fiber optic links, and you just, because the station I worked at in the 80s in upstate New York, there was this big tower in the backyard, and it was so much easier. It was connected by wire, and it's an area where it can get cold and windy and snowy, but never really had these issues, and now we have all this fancy-dancy technology, and it's great when it works, but when it doesn't, it's a pain in the you-know-where.
Well, yeah, we're at one of those points today, but hopefully it will get better, and maybe if not, we'll have somebody jump on this during the 9 o'clock hour to see why it's not spitting out at exactly the quality that it normally
would.
So
is the wattage is lower, or what's the actual issue?
No, the wattage is not the issue. It's just the sound. You can hear the sound, it's just much softer than it normally is, and it doesn't look like there's any way at this particular point to turn that up.
Right, that would just be a simple setting. Well, that's very strange.
Yeah, but apparently that setting, I mean, it shows when you go to the tower that the volume is all the way turned up, so you would think it would be putting out a high volume, but when you plug a speaker into that computer, or just the computer here, it doesn't sound at high volume. It just sounds...
Seems like the signal quality is better listening from my laptop. Not a tremendous difference, but comparing it to, like, the recorded programs, like the promos, it seems cleaner. Maybe just... But I had it turned up a little bit, but then, interestingly, this call volume was a little low. So the whole thing is...
Well, yeah, TuneIn shouldn't have been affected at all.
Technology, isn't it?
Yeah, TuneIn should not be affected at all, but it looks like somewhere along the line, the headphones were turned down, and doing that on the computer will, of course, lower the whole volume of the station, and I don't know how that happened, because it was down in the 30s this morning, and it should always be right around the 50s. Which would cause over-the-air programming to kind of take a dive. Now, it wouldn't affect TuneIn, because TuneIn's picking it up directly off the main computer. But when the headphone volume's turned down, that's what's going back out to the tower. So I don't know at this particular point.
Yeah, that's beyond my knowledge, Scott. I guess I'm old school, where I just look for the big radio tower in the backyard or in some place where... It is securely situated, and we expect a consistent signal. I was never really too adept at that. But last time we had a similar issue, didn't we make some repairs where the antenna was mounted just better to avoid this recurring, because, you know, winds are kind of a fact of life.
Well, I don't think antenna is the issue here. If antenna was the issue, we wouldn't be going out at all over the air.
Right, so it's the computer, the part right before the antenna.
Right, but the computer is working. And when you plug in the headphones to listen to that, the computer is working just fine. So it seems like there's just some sound setting, because the computer definitely did get reset last night because of a power outage at the tower. So whatever setting got reset seems to be the problem.
Well, that's something I'm sure you and your expertise will find a way to address.
I hope so. We'll see how it goes.
You can always listen on your phone or your computer, your tablet, any of those fine devices.
Well, I tell you what, keep listening and duck back in if we get shot where I need to go and look at something.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I will be tuning in and advising of any anything to advise you of.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. What does everything sound like this morning? And this all relates to the... I don't know what happened. There must have been a power outage at some point overnight. But the tower where our transmitter is and our sound is coming from must have lost power last night, because the computer did reset itself last night. But of course, I'm not near a radio right now, so I can't see how loud we are coming in. So if there are any reports of that, give me a buzz here this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. But of course, you can always listen in on TuneIn, and it should be fine. As Adam said, TuneIn is fine. And if you go to the website, wwgh1071.com, it is also fine. So no issues there. But is anybody currently listening over the radio and having an issue with the volume being particularly low? Now, this is an interesting question to ask, because obviously if you can't hear me on the radio, you probably cannot answer that question. But, give me a buzz with what you know here. 740-383-9944. Trying to figure out why the sound is so low coming out of the tower at this point, which I'm guessing does have something to do with the fact that the tower was did unfortunately get reset last night because of the storm, which I'm guessing is what knocked out the power. Although, was it a bad storm last night? I don't really know. I know it rained, but I don't know how bad the storm was. All right, go ahead, caller.
I have my radio on full volume and get you in very softly.
Yeah, it sounds like we're coming in soft, doesn't it?
There you are.
I know it rained, but I don't know how bad the storm
was. Now, if I were to turn on your competitor, WDIF, and this is their volume.
Isn't it rehabilitation here for you?
Right.
So
right,
that's
at the same volume. Yeah, and that's at the same volume on the radio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why we're coming in so softly. I'm trying to take a look at this and see where the problem does reside. But the signal seemed to... I mean, the signal is a little weaker today because we lost about 20 degrees, and that always happens when that happens. But it's weird that the voices are so low, and I don't know what is causing that. Now, the strange part is, when I came into the studio this morning, it looked as if a setting had been changed, which you cannot do in the computer. You can do anything on the soundboard, but you cannot do it on the computer, or else you're going to cause major trouble. So hopefully we can iron this out here, hopefully in the next few moments.
All right.
Keep us updated.
You're welcome.
All right, so yeah, if you are out there and you turn up your radio, you will hear us. We are coming through on the radio, just not as loud as we would like to be at this point. Now, why that is, I don't know at this particular point, but we are trying to figure that out vigorously here this morning. Give us a buzz if you have any reports, 740-383-9944. Now, remember, there was a storm last night, and that is going to cause some transmission difficulties until it warms up again today, or gets to a more stable temperature. When you have a temperature change of about 20 degrees in about 4 or 5 hours, that will always cause issues with your transmission. But this is more of just a loudness issue coming through the radio. So, we are working on this, but remember, if you're having trouble listening over the radio this morning, you can always stream us at WWGH1071.com. Stream us anywhere live in the world. So lots to talk about this morning. Anything on your mind out there? We played a lot of games this week in regard to where old businesses were in Marion, which that's fun. That's fun and that's interesting, and I think everybody enjoys that. Now, this could also be an issue with the server just needing to be reset. Because, as I say, apparently at some point, somehow the headphone volume here at the studio got lowered. And, you know, I'm wondering if the headphone volume got lowered, which is what's coming in my ears as I mess with the headphone volume here. I can see that there are, you know, obviously I can hear that noise, that computer noise. But I wonder if, let's see, would it be the headphone? No, it'd be the microphone that would be transmitting to the tower. So I wonder if our mic volume somehow got turned down. Well, let's go in and check and see. I see our output, which is where our... now, there's our microphone volume. Now, I can see the microphone going up and down. This is a good thing. But if I... Let's see here. How in the world do you change this to be a little higher? Because apparently that is what we need right now. Again, your reports from across town. Give us a call. 740-383-9944. You know, I see a master volume on the headphones. But as far as the microphone, it does not really give you any kind of a master volume control, which that's kind of interesting. I don't know why that... See the things you learn when you actually get into these programs to figure out what is going on? Let's see here. If you go in to manage your sound devices, and we go, well, you don't want to disable the microphone. That would be a complete disaster. But I wonder how you turn up the volume on said microphone. What a thing. You know, some of these computers are not quite like they were years ago. Okay. Now here we go. Now I see the headphone volume, and I see system sounds, and I see Zara Radio, and I see the recorder, and those all seem to be fine at this particular point. But there really is nothing there for the microphone volume. So I wonder. It has to be something coming out of that main computer up there. Again, give me a buzz here this morning. Let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. 740-383-9944. And the streaming, for the most part, should be working okay because I know a lot of people out there this morning are listening on TuneIn. And if you're listening on TuneIn, that means that the signal is being picked up okay. So the problem must lie at this particular point with the tower. Now, what's going on with the tower? That's a very good question. The tower itself is up and running. There's no issue there. It just seems like there must be an issue here somewhere along the line with the sound that it's putting out. Now, why is that happening? I have no idea. But we will continue to work on it here to see if we can get this problem remedied as soon as possible. So, anybody out there listening on TuneIn, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you out there in the listening area. Especially at moments like these, when things are not working out exactly as you might have planned. But if life were perfect, what would we have? So, I'm going to go back to the tower here. See, this is inside radio stuff here this morning. I'm going to go back to the tower very quickly and try to reset this again and see what happens with the sound. Okay, well, it was reset again. I don't know if that helped anything. But the tower does seem to be moving okay. At least the stream of the tower. Now the sound, well, that's a whole other thing at this particular point. But if anything is getting better or has gotten better, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now I do see that our speaker volume is at 100%, which that's good, but not really the issue we are having. The issue we are having, well, the speaker volume is really what we should be worried about at the tower. And it says the speaker volume is all the way up. So you know what? At this particular point, you've got me as far as this problem is going. And when you click into the speaker properties, which I think is what we're using here, it does seem as if things are moving okay in that particular neck of the woods. And the levels are all the way up, as near as I can tell. I just muted it, so we probably lost you there for a second. But again, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I think we're coming through okay on TuneIn this morning, which, that's always good. I don't know Now, did that help anything right there? I don't know if that made any change or not. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did that little change do anything? You know, I can hear us coming through on the radio, but definitely dimmer than once we had come in. And now I have pulled my headset out of the cord. So, you know, problems galore here this morning. But that's the way it goes. Anybody have anything on their mind? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear if there was anything on your particular mind at this point. Now, there's one other thing I could try here. And I might try this just to see what is going on here. Okay, I am going to try to play something here. Now let me know, all of you out there listening, how this sounds. Now coming over the radio, not through TuneIn, but how this sounds coming through the radio. So as soon as I get this queued up here, we will see how this sounds. And then, if this works okay, I have a pretty good idea what our problem is, and it probably does not lay within the sound here at the studio. But here we go. How does this sound? I think this is at normal volume here, momentarily. We'll see if the sound volume on this goes up, because this is being played from another site. So we see how this all shakes out. Okay, here you go. How's this sound?
The sound volume on this goes up because this is being played from another site. So we see how this all shakes out. Okay, here you go. How's this sound?
Well, it definitely now I have decided is a computer problem, because I can kind of hear it through the headphones here, and definitely the sound is not exactly where it once was.
Well, it definitely now I have decided is a computer problem, because I can kind of hear it through the headphones here, and definitely the sound is not exactly where it once was.
Well, yes, it definitely would have to do with the output of the speakers on this particular computer. So, what is that problem? We don't know, because even this song is not coming through at a normal volume that it would.
Well, yes, it definitely would have to do with the output of the speakers on this particular...
Yeah, because we don't mess around with that very often.
So, what is that problem? We don't know, because even this song is not...
So now the only other thing in my mind this morning is that it could possibly be the... I would guess it could possibly be the server volume somehow got turned down.
So now the only other
but somewhere along the line, the volume definitely did get turned down in some way. You know what? I'm going to try one more thing here. I was just thinking about this. We'll see if this does anything different. Stay with us here. And again, give us a call if there's anything on your mind. But I'm going to try one more thing, because I think this possibly could have happened this morning. causing this problem.
Anything different. Stay with us here.
Let me see here. Okay, if we go to this site, let me see what happens here. And we'll click this.
Causing this problem. Let me see here. If we go to this site.
Now that just sounds all like a mishup there. Mishup, mashup. Okay, so we're going to go back to the original site here. And see how this all sounds. No, this would definitely be, something residing within the computer. What a fun morning this is to walk into a nice problem like this. Okay, we'll shut that. Well, we don't want to close all tabs, but we'll close this particular tab. Close current tab.
What a fun morning this is. To walk into a nice problem like this. Okay, we'll shut that.
Okay, well, I think we're back here to kind of where we are. But everything seems to be playing at that small volume, which is our problem. And it's coming through that way, small volume. Back to where we need to be. So, now, it just comes to an issue of why is everything coming out of that computer so soft? I don't know if there's a mute. Somewhere there,
now
you've got me.
It just comes to an issue.
You know, I don't even know if there are sound settings inside this program. But as we work through these, does anybody have any issues on their mind? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We would love to hear from you.
Inside this program.
Because that is definitely not doing the trick for what we need to have done. Unfortunately. And it looks like it's just everything coming out of this particular computer. Now, I'm going to try one thing here now that we've got that taken care of. All right. Going to try one more thing here very quickly because this is the actual computer we are on here in the studio and see if this volume is at the right particular volume. We are going to do trivia next hour. By the way, did anybody ever come up with the answer what used to happen to the Kmart sign every time there was a storm in Marion?
Good luck with
you. See, this computer, the sound seems to be fine. So it's definitely something with the sound at the tower. Now, see, there you go. The sound there is fine. So now what we all have learned is that it definitely is the sound at the computer at the tower. So as soon as we can get that volume turned back up there at the tower, hopefully we'll have this all figure it out, and we will do that momentarily. And I've also got some things I want to talk about this morning that I think people will be highly interested in. Does anybody know what was going on with the Kmart sign here in Marion? Any guesses? And at this point, if Adam would like to call back in and give us a few more of his thoughts and maybe tell us about the daily programming today, because we've got a lot of daily programming, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. 383-9944. Sending a message to somebody here who hopefully can get in there. And fix this problem. Yeah. Hopefully they do. It would make my life easier at this point. But it's definitely the sound on that computer. Anybody got anything to say out there this morning? I know this is a highly scintillating program trying to fix a technical issue. And I know that that computer reset last night, which has caused this issue. And I just don't know what control on it is obviously muted or turned down. That's what's causing the issue. But we will work on this fervently. See, I got a message this morning from somebody who say they're never going to listen again. Now, isn't that nice? And I just saw this person last night in the grocery line. My goodness. I might just have to go to everybody's house and do this radio show every morning. Is anybody listening on the tune-in device this morning? How does the tune-in device sound? I hear that's still going okay. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. And by the way, we're going to be giving away food cards here very soon in the future. We have food cards. I know people love to eat. So we've got these food cards. All right. Now I'm trying to converse with the person. Apparently somebody has went by the wayside here. Adam must have tuned out for a second. All right. But that's the way it goes. We forge on no matter what the issue is. Okay, sending an email message to somebody here to work on the problem. Can you hear me typing in the background? All right. That was the sound of me sending a message very quickly here while we're on the air. And I hope we get this ironed out very quickly because I have something I want to talk about next hour. I was going to talk about it here in the first hour, but obviously we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we're having to deal with that here this morning. But other than that, everything seems to be okay. Although the storm, how was the storm? Does anybody have any reports on the storm last night? I did hear it raining. It must have came rather late because I was already in bed by the time we're getting an idea here of what might be a good idea. And I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but you know what? We will give it a try because that's the type of people we are here at WWGH Radio. Okay, you're going to lose signal over the internet. Everywhere else you should be fine, but you're going to lose signal here on the internet just for a second while we try to figure this problem, because there apparently is an idea that possibly, when this got restarted last night, that something happened to it. So we're going to restart it again, because actually, when it came back up this morning, it was already back up. So that could have caused a glitch. There is no doubt about it. Apparently, there was lots of lightning last night. I'm getting that report, but I was totally asleep during this entire thing. I don't remember seeing or... Well, I did hear it. I could hear it outside because I've had my windows open, which, let me tell you, that's been a whole big mess in and of itself, to have the windows open during this time of year. Because this 80 and 90 degree weather is not getting it. And you know what? Everybody I've talked to in the last few days also says they are not happy with... Okay, well, the tower apparently is already back up. It did not take long to reset. Okay, here comes the moment of truth. How is it going to sound on radio? That's what we need to know. That's the important part. Okay, well, let's see if we can get it back up here. Get the station back up and see if that was one of the issues here this morning. Because I know there was a restore button there this morning, which we did. Now, this is all looking a little better at this particular point. Heavens knows we hope it's looking better here this morning. Okay, here we go. Here's the website. And now let's try to go to the This Is Not Working button. Okay, this should bring up what we need. All right. Okay, it just clicked back in. How does that sound? Does that sound any better than it did for all you out there listening this morning in areas where the sound is not coming through as vibrant as it once did? I hope that helped. If that helped, boy, would I be a happy person. All right. Well, again, the sound is back up. But other than that, I don't know. And I don't know if it has anything to do with this browser either. Well, let's see here. Well, now I'm not hearing anything through this computer. That's not a good sign. Oh, well, I got the wrong button up.
Anything to do with this browser either.
No, still low.
Well, let's see here.
Isn't that odd?
Well, now I'm not.
Isn't that odd how everything is showing up low?
Computer, that's not a good sign.
At one point, we're just going to have to let it go and say whatever.
Oh, well, I got the wrong button up.
At this point.
No, still low.
Because this is going to drive you nuts.
Isn't that odd?
It's driving me nuts a little bit. How about that? We'll put it that way.
Everything is showing up low.
But you know, we have had bigger issues.
At one point, we're
so there,
go and say,
there is always that.
Point,
you know, I wonder how the TuneIn app sounds.
This is drive you nuts.
Let's try that.
It's driving me nuts a little bit.
You know, this is radio by fire this morning.
You know, we have had bigger issues.
All right, let's see what this sounds like.
You know, I wonder how the tune in
okay. Well, here we go. We'll see how this all sounds. See if it's any louder than what we were before.
You know, we have had bigger issues.
Let's try to hope.
Right, let's see what this sounds like.
Okay. Well, something's happening here.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Whoa.
See how this all sounds. See if it's any louder than what we
now, see, I have no idea what that is.
And once you do, let's try to hope. Fair to good or even
great. And more important, something kicked in. Is that coming through on your radio at home?
With Chase Credit Journey, you can track your score for free, manage your credit health, plus get help with identity protection.
And it's free for life. I have no idea what that is.
Visit chase.com.
Okay, I do now. Well, when this is through playing, let's see what happens. Okay, well, I think we made it through that. Thank goodness.
I have no idea what that is. Okay, I do now. Well, when this is through playing, let's see what happens.
But apparently, well, it did not help the volume for us.
Thank goodness. I have no idea what that is.
We were hoping that would help.
Okay, I do now.
So now it creates a whole nother issue. Well, what is causing the problem?
Help the volume for us.
Well, I tell you what, we are going to continue to work on this problem and come back momentarily. Don't you dare go anywhere.
To former Ohio State marching band director, John Waters.
From what I understand, the